little bit about Parrish's development. I mean, he's kind of been thrown out quite a bit. Attitude-wise, it seems like it doesn't get him down, whether he lets a play up or not, which I know we like in the corner, but how would you gauge his play today?
I think he's he's continued to work hard and get better. I think the work that he receives opposite a Champ is invaluable to a young player. I think when you line up and they have a choice on, they could go either direction. I think you choose the rookie most times, and that's what they've done. But he's battled, played against a lot of good receivers. We've asked him to play a lot of different types of man coverage, and he's, he's been up to the challenge in terms of competing. So we're excited about, his future and ask him to continue to play and play a big role for our defense. Andre's not available right now, so with Parrish, we're gonna need him to continue to improve and play well the last 8 weeks.
What did your special teams miss Darcell, Wesley over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
It's hard to say, or quantify it, but one was our leading tackler and the other's our special teams captain. So, I think I'm sure that their impact, was felt in some way. And I'm sure that their impact coming back will be felt as well. So this is one of the better special teams units in every phase, I think, that we'll play all year. And it'll be important for us to have those two, being a part of most of those kicking units.
Kansas City obviously has drafted well and is using those players, special teams, Arenas, McCluster, whether or not he goes. Is that something that when you're, scouting and stuff, that you can kind of pick and say, this guy is going to be able to be a returner of special teams?
I think you have to factor that in. I mean, you don't ever want to go into it and say, you're just solely going to value the player based on what they do on offense or defense. I think you need to definitely have an idea of where they could help your football team in the kicking game. And I think that's really the best way to approach each player is, here's their offensive or defensive value, but then this is what they'll do for us on fourth down as well, because it's obviously a big part of the game.
Josh, structuring the football operations department around the league, there's two schools of thoughts. One is GM, kind of runs everything, including picking the roster, coaches. Then there's the type where the coach has kind of final say authority otherwise. You kind of belong in the latter group as far as having power control type deal. Tell us the pros and what you think the pros and cons. You agree with that assessment, or that's...
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how other teams do it. I would assume that the personnel department in most organizations, including the general manager, and the coaching side of it, including the head coach, would have to be in some way, shape, or form very united in terms of trying to formulate a team. Because the coach, as you mentioned in your first scenario, has to coach the team, but he's also got in his mind how he's going to use the players that are on the team. I don't think that it would, I don't think that there's probably many instances where the coach just wakes up and finds, a team full of guys in his locker room that he had nothing to do with. Because again, he's the one responsible for trying to figure out what scheme should we use, how should we, utilize our personnel in general, including depth on the roster and who's going to back up who and how can you get the most out of your scheme based on the people that you have on your roster. So, I think sometimes there's a lot made of that. I think ultimately, there has to be kind of a sharing there because, like I said, I don't know that somebody could pick players without knowing how they're going to be used. And then I'm vice versa on the other side.
Do you ever feel, though, that sometimes you just have too much on your plate?
Well, Brian does Brian and the personnel department do a great job in terms of doing their research. That's what they spend all their time on. I don't spend I don't spend, that's not what I spend most of my time on. Like I said, I know I'm a part of the process, but it's no question a shared process here. You know, I'm busy doing a lot of the coaching and figuring out in terms of how we're going to utilize our people and those kind of things. And they spend most of their time every day on evaluating talent and how things could fit into our system. And of course, we have to have discussions about that. But, you know, for the most part, football season for me is spent strictly coaching, strictly doing the things that we need to do to try to get the team ready to go against the next opponent. And they spend, like I said, the better part of the year doing the other thing.
You said Knowshon's healthy as he's been. Are you going to go back to the Knowshon's getting most of the carries?
He's going to. I mean, I think that, you know, we'd like to get him going. You know what I mean? I think that's an important part for us coming off of the first half of the year. Certainly, we didn't get that phase of our team going in general. And, you know, I think he's an important part of getting that thing going in the right direction. So we're going to definitely try to do that. The other guys will be in there some too. You know, we don't necessarily set a number for each game. He's going to have this many carries, and then he has to play those plays. But I think he would definitely play, you know, the majority or definitely more than the others, and we'll see how he does.
What have you seen from Castle?
Yeah. Well, I think he's doing what they ask him to do, and you know, when you run the ball for 185 yards a game, you know, it opens up a lot of other things to you. At the same time, the quarterback, all quarterbacks want to throw the ball and do those types of things as well. And I think he's accepted his role just like you would ask of any other player on a team. He's very dangerous in the red area. He's made a lot of big plays with his feet. We're going to have to do a good job of staying in front of him, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So, to me, you know, and he's winning. So when you win, you play well in the red area, you don't turn it over, you give your team an opportunity to be competitive in every game, and you've accepted your role in terms of how you're going to win as a group. To me, I don't know what more you could ask of your quarterback.
They haven't given up any points off turnovers.
And they've scored 58.
How do you do that?
Well, first of all, you don't turn it over much. That would be the key. They've had, I think, six times they've had to defend that, and they've done a great job on sudden change of going out there with the right mindset and, you know, not allowing the team that just gained some momentum to use that momentum against the defense. So I think that's a mentality. You know, you have to be strong-minded when those things occur during the course of a game. You never hope that they do. You never really plan a lot during the course of the week of practice to have to go out there and play in those situations. But it's a reality. All of us do it. Every team has to go out there and defend the goal line after a turnover or a negative play. So they, you know, hats off to what they've been able to do, because I think they're plus 58 in point differential after a turnover, which is by far and away the best in the league.